ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्रगायतास्वन्वीर्याणि तीर्थपादप्रियश्रवा अहूता इव मे शीघ्रं दर्शनं याति चेतसि। प्रगायतास्ववीर्याणि तीर्थपादप्रियश्रवा आहूता इव मे शीघ्रं दर्शनं याति चेतसि। प्रगायतास्ववीर्याणि तीर्थपादप्रियश्रवा आहूता इव मे शीघ्रं दर्शनं याति चेतसि। Thus singing, Swavirgani, own activities, Tirtapada, the Lord whose lotus feet are the source of all virtues or holiness, Priyashrava, pleasing to hear, Ahuta, call for, Eva, just like, may, unto me, Sigram, very soon, Darshanam, sight, Yati, appears, Chetasi, on the seat of the heart. The Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear at once appears on the seat of my heart, as if called for, as soon as I begin to chant his holy activities. Purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The absolute personality of Godhead is not different from his transcendental name, form, pastimes, and the sound vibrations thereof. As soon as a pure devotee engages himself in the pure devotional service of hearing, chanting, and remembering the name, fame, and activities of the Lord, at once he becomes visible to the transcendental eyes of the pure devotee by reflecting himself on the mirror of the heart by spiritual television. Therefore, a pure devotee who is related with the Lord in loving transcendental service can experience the presence of the Lord at every moment. It is a natural psychology in every individual case that a person likes to hear and enjoy his personal glories enumerated by others. That is a natural instinct. And the Lord, being also an individual personality like others, is not an exception to this psychology. Because psychological characteristics visible in the individual souls are but reflections of the same psychology in the absolute Lord. The only difference is that the Lord is the greatest personality of all and absolute in all his affairs. If, therefore, the Lord is attracted by the pure devotee's chanting of his glories, there is nothing astonishing. Since he is absolute, he can appear himself in the picture of his glorification, to two things being identical. Srila Narada chants the glorification of the Lord not for his personal benefit, but because the glorifications are identical with the Lord. Narada Muni penetrates into the presence of the Lord by the transcendental chanting.
Om Bhagyan Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshuru Milidham Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapata Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Bitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhaktabinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 6, entitled Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadev, Text 33. I am very grateful, very honored to be among all of you. Special gratitude to His Holiness Indrajumana Swami Maharaj and all the devotees who have helped to organize this historical event. Special gratitude, Indrajumana Swami Maharaj, for your giving so much of your heart's gratitude and compassion to our Agni Dev Prabhu, helping him recover and bringing him here to share his devotion with the whole world. Thank you. This particular verse from Srimad Bhagavatam describes the realizations of Narada Muni. He's speaking to his disciple Vyasadeva. Today's verse is a culmination wherein Narada Muni tells not only his life story, but his previous life story, which encapsulates so much the very spirit of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vaishnav culture. When he was a maidservant's son in his previous life in an isolated forest with his widowed mother, he had the opportunity to be in an assembly of great devotees of the Lord, Bhakti Vedantas. And in that satsang, Narada explains with all sincerity, he served these great souls. And with their permission, he was allowed to one time take their Mahamaha Prasad. Because he pleased them by the sincerity of his service attitude, his submissiveness, they blessed him. On the basis of that blessing, he developed a taste for hearing the glories of the Lord. That taste for hearing is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Shushrushoshradatanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi. Sian Mahatsevaya Viprapunya Tiratana Sevanat. That by serving great souls, one develops an attraction for hearing the names and the glories of Lord Vasudev. Sarinbatam Swakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana. Hridyantasto Hibhadarani Vidunoti Suritsatam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is seated within our hearts, cleanses all material desires and attachments from the hearts of one who takes pleasure in hearing about Him. These two verses speak the very basis of bhakti. When we have a proper service attitude, and we please the Vaishnavas, then Krishna is pleased.
samsidhir haritoshanam. And when Krishna is pleased, he awakens within our heart the actual taste for hearing about him. And when that taste comes, Krishna reciprocates by cleansing all the anartas, all the dirty things from our hearts. The sages of Naimasharanya just prior to the age of Kali's influences, they met in Naimasharanya. They performed a 1,000-year sacrifice for the benefit of all living beings. They could see by their transcendental vision what was about to happen in Kali Yuga. All the degradations, all the hypocrisy, the incredible propensity to quarrel over insignificant, useless purposes. They approached Suta Goswami. They told Suta Goswami that we want to hear from you because you are submissive, you are gentle, you have associated with great devotees like Sukadev, Vyasadev, and you have pleased them by your humble service. Therefore, you are qualified to speak to us. Of all the various injunctions, rules, regulations, and philosophical explanations of all the different scriptures in the world, what is the essence? What is most important for the people in general to understand? Munaya sadupristoham bhavadbir lokamangalam yat krita krishna samprasno yenatma suprasidati. Suta Goswami praised the questions because the subject matter is about Krishna. It is for the true well-being of all human beings, of all living beings. And such a subject matter about Krishna, hearing and chanting, can completely satisfy the self. Suta Goswami speaks about Parikshit Maharaj, who was destined to die by a curse in only 7 days. In such a condition, you really want to do what is most valuable in life because there's no time to waste. He left everything. All his material connections went to a holy place on the bank of the river Ganges for satsang, to be in the association of those whose greatest joy in life is to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. Among them, Sukadev Goswami was chosen to speak. Parikshit Maharaj asked, what is the prime duty of all human beings, and especially one who is about to die? Sukadev Goswami, after praising his gurus, he spoke a particular verse which Srila Prabhupada gave great importance to. Tasmad bharata saravatma bhagavan ishvaro hari shrotavyas kirtitavyas cha smartavyas che chatabhaya. One who desires to be free from all material miseries must hear about, glorify, and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma seated within all living beings' hearts, who is the supreme controller and the savior of all miseries.
Eta nirvidyavananam ichitam akatobayam yoginam nirapinirnitam harinamanakirtanam.
The chanting, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the doubtless and fearless way for success for everyone, including those who have no material desires, those who are aspiring for material enjoyment, and those who are self-satisfied. On this basis, Sukadev Goswami speaks to Srimad Bhagavatam. In the third canto, at the conclusion of the teachings of Lord Kapila Dev to his mother Devahuti, he's about to leave her. Her husband, Kardama, has already left. He wants to fill her heart and through her all living beings with the highest knowledge. And he speaks this illustrious verse that has been quoted by acharyas time and time again. Aho bhatasvapa chotogariyam yaj jivakri vartate namatubhyam. Te pastapaste juhuvu shashnuarya brahmanuchura namagrananti yeti. Oh, how glorious are those whose tongues are singing the holy names and the glories of the Lord. Even if such a person is born in a most degraded family, that person is worshipable, is considered the greatest of all Aryans. One who chants the holy names and glories of the Lord, it is to be considered, has performed all types of austerities, follow the various rules and regulations of the scriptures, performed all sorts of sacrifices, gone to the holy places of pilgrimage to take their baths and studied all the Vedas. And then in the sixth canto of Bhagavat, the story of Ajamil teaches us how even such a sinful person, Ajamil was born in a family of Brahmins, but he betrayed and offended his parents, his whole heritage, and became greedy, envious, and sinful due to bad association. But at the very time of his apparent death, he chanted the Lord's holy name. At the conclusion of this story, Shukadev Goswami declares, Tasmat sankirtanam Vishnu jagan mangalamang hasam mahatam api kodavya vidyai kantakriniskritam. The congregational chanting of the holy names of Vishnu can uproot even the greatest sins from the core of the heart. Therefore, this sankirtan is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this very carefully. Shukadev Goswami goes on in the 11th and 12th cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam to describe the symptoms of the age of Kali Yuga. It's very fearful to hear. remembering in 1976, Srila Prabhupada, he was at New Vrindavan. Every evening he was giving darshan to all the devotees. Every morning he would give Srimad Bhagavatam class. One evening he was feeling very physically ill. And it was very cold and it was raining outside. So he canceled the class. But still devotees came, because there was no telephones or text messages in those days. If you wanted to know that class was canceled, you had to go there to find out. So when everyone arrived, they came to the door and said, Srila Prabhupada's ill, he cannot speak. And devotees were feeling so respectfully heartbroken. So Srila Prabhupada told his assistant, Pradyumna Prabhu, call them in. So they all came. We all came in. There wasn't many of us left, maybe about 15. We were crowded in a little living room. And Srila Prabhupada said he was too ill to speak. So he asked Pradyumna Prabhu to read from the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam about the symptoms of the age of Kali. And as he was reading, Srila Prabhupada got so excited. He spoke and kept speaking. I remember one of the symptoms Pradyumna Prabhu read is people will travel long distance to bathe in a holy river without associating with saintly people. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, in Calcutta the Ganges is flowing. And people will travel 1,000 miles to Haridwar just to bathe in the Ganges. This is a symptom of Kali Yuga. The actual purpose of going to a holy place is to associate with holy people and to hear from them. Another symptom is people will be considered beautiful when they grow their hair long. Srila Prabhupada said, see how Vyasdev is Trikalagya. He knows past, present, and future. This is 5,000 years ago, and he is predicting the hippie movement. Sukadeva Goswami tells about the type of exploitation, greed, and envy, total arrogance that people are subjected to in this age of Kali. And he concludes, Kalera dosani de rajan asti heko mahanguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sangha param braje. That this Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But there is one benediction. Simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can attain the supreme perfection of liberation. Kritaya dhyayato vishnum tretayam yajato makai dvapare parichayayam kalotad hari kirtanat. The same self-realization that was available in Satya Yuga through meditation. In Treta Yuga, by performing sacrifices. In Dwapa Yuga, by worshiping the lotus feet of the Lord. It is available to anyone, to everyone in this age of Kali. simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishnam Sango Pangasha Parashanam Yagyai Sankirtanam Prayaya Yajanti Hishumedasha. Those who have good intelligence in this age of Kali will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appears in a beautiful golden complexion as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by performing the congregational chanting of the holy names. Paramakaruna Pahundu Vijana Nitai Gora Chandra. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are supremely merciful. Vishayachadiya Sera Semajiya Muke Bolo Hari Hari. They're giving the highest perfection to those who agree to give up their materialistic ways and chant the holy names of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya's message, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhijiti Kuriye Yudhoi. Love for Krishna is within the heart of every living being. To love Krishna is the constitutional nature of the eternal soul. But it has been forgotten. By associating with devotees, by hearing about the Lord in that association and chanting his holy names, that love is awakened from within us. Nam nama kari bahuda nija sarva shaktis. The Lord has appeared within his name and endowed within the name the Lord's presence, beauty, sweetness, all of his transcendental powers. And the Lord has many, many names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared this. But then he chose especially to focus on this Maha Mantra. Iti sodasakam nam nam kalikal masha nashanam nata parataropaya sarva vedeshu drishyati. From the Kali Sandarana Upanishad, he took this verse. That if one searches through all the Vedic literatures, one will not find any process so sublime in this age of Kali as the chanting of this 32-syllable, 16-word mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. I remember once hearing a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, why do we chant this Hare Krishna mantra when the Lord said there are so many names of God? And Srila Prabhupada explained that all these names of God are invested with the Lord's presence. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally focused on the chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra, and we are following in his footsteps. Kali Santarana Upanishad tells that in this age of Kali, this Maha Mantra is the perfect medicine to cure the ills of our chronic forgetfulness of Krishna. Golokera Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtana. This chanting of the holy name Sankirtan has descended from the spiritual world, the highest abode of Goloka Vrindavan. Dinahina Yatachilo Harinam Udarilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. The power of the holy names is it can deliver even the most fallen. Not only deliver, but give ecstatic love for Krishna. And the testimony of this is Jagai and Madhai. There was practically no sin that we could imagine that they did not commit. But if you go to Katwa, on the bank of the Ganges, even today, you will see hundreds and thousands of pilgrims from all over India and all over the world going to honor the samadhi, the tomb of Madhai. By chanting the holy names of the Lord, he became an intimate lover of Krishna, an eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the process of Harinam Sankirtan. Through these many narrations, we find the character of a devotee so important. Because ultimately it's Krishna in our heart that purifies us. Shushushosha dadanasya vasudeva kataruchi san mahatsevaya vipra punya tirtana sevanat. And Krishna is most pleased when we have a proper service attitude to respect, to honor, and to please the Vaishnavas. That was Narada's qualification. Yesterday, Sitala Devi gave a brilliant class on the life of Sri Narottam Das Thakur. He was a prince, the son of a king, yet when he went to Vrindavan, early in the morning, he would go to a little clearing in the forest where Lokanath Goswami would respond to nature's calls before bathing in the Yamuna. And he would clean that place. Nobody in the world except Krishna in his heart knew that he was doing that. But Lokanath Goswami was wondering, how is it every morning things are so clean here? It's the day before, you know, he knew what he left there. So he came especially early and he hid in the bushes and saw Narottam with one of those little brooms that you get on your hands and knees to use, sweeping and cleaning and washing the area. Lokanath Goswami could not believe this. He jumped out of the forest and called out, Narottam, you are a prince. You are a great scholar. The Lord has personally appeared in your heart. What are you doing cleaning my stool and urine with your own hands? Why? Narottam Das Thakur, with all sincerity from his heart he spoke, that I have left behind all the riches of this world and I have attained the greatest of all treasures, the opportunity to offer humble service to my Guru Maharaj. He spoke with tears of gratitude. At that point, Lokanath Goswami, his heart melted, and he agreed to initiate Narottam. This principle of Vaishnav Seva is echoed throughout all our Vaishnav histories and literatures. In the life of Ramanujacharya, whose 1,000th birthday was last year. That means this year is his 1,001 birthday. It's very auspicious. There is that famous story where he went to Tirukottiyur, to the ashram of Gostipurna, because his own guru, Mahapurna, asked him to go to his godbrother to receive a mantra. But Gostipurna refused to give him the mantra. But he didn't say no. He said, let me think about it. It was about a 100-mile trip from Srirangam, and Ramanuja went back and forth 18 times until finally Gostipurna understood. He's so sincere. He said, I will give you this mantra, but because anyone who chants this mantra will get liberation from all material sufferings and attain Vaikuntha, no one with any material desires can ever hear it. You must promise me you will not give this to anyone else. You are the only one on earth fit to hear it. Ramanuja gave his promise. He received the mantra. He was in so much ecstasy. He went out to the, he went back to Srirangam, but on the way he saw so many people. When prema enters the heart, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, it's expressed by a feeling of deep compassion for all living beings. He couldn't tolerate seeing so many people, forgetfulness, forgetful of Krishna. He said, come at noon to the Narasingha temple. I will give you great wealth. People like the opportunity to get wealth. There was a large gathering, thousands of people in Ramanujacharya. He gave them the mantra. He had them all loudly chanting. So loud that Gostipurna heard it. He was so disturbed. And Ramanuja, he decided, so many people are going to go back to Godhead. I must go back and thank my guru for giving them this mantra. So he went back. When he arrived, Gostipurna was, his eyes were bright red with fury. He said, you are a rascal. I never want to see your sinful face again. Get out from here. Because of the sin of disobeying this instruction, you will certainly suffer hellish conditions. He was screaming. Ramanuja stood with folded palms and said, yes, I know, my beloved Guru Maharaj. But if all these thousands of people can go back to Vaikuntha to enjoy eternal life with Lord Narayan, then what is the loss of one tiny little person like me going to hell? Upon hearing this, Gostipurna embraced Ramanuja. He cried. He said, you are my guru. I am your disciple. Such compassion is the true quality of a Vaishnava. And Ramanuja said, no, no, it's all your mercy. I just repeated your mercy to others. Sometime later, Gostipurna came to Srirangam. At that time, Ramanuja was giving a class to so many of his devotees. Now he's the acharya of the whole sampradaya. But yet, among his godbrothers, the disciples of Yamunacharya, he had several gurus, Mahapurna, Shailapurna, Gostipurna. And he honored them. So when Gostipurna was coming, Ramanuja got up from his seat to offer his respects. It was the summer season. It was noon. The sand on the banks of the Kaveri River was blazing hot like fire. Intolerable to even walk on that sand. Ramanujacharya offered his dandavat. He laid his body completely on that burning sand in obeisance to Gostipurna. In those days, there was a tradition, an etiquette, that unless a senior Vaishnav gives his blessing, you can't get up from your obeisance. Ramanuja was laying on the sand. All his disciples were standing around. Their heart was burning to see their guru's body burning. Gostipurna did not say a word. In fact, he seemed to be ignoring Ramanujacharya. Meanwhile, Ramanuja's laying there. His body's being burnt. Nobody else could even tolerate their feet on the sand. And minutes passed. The devotees didn't know what to do. Because on one hand, they couldn't disrespect Gostipurna because he's their param guru. They can't chastise or correct their guru's guru. And at the same time, they can't tolerate seeing their guru being burnt. This was a dilemma. They didn't know what to do. It was a crisis. We can't correct our guru's guru, and we can't tolerate what's happening. Why is he doing this? Why is he neglecting our spiritual master like this? So finally, one particular devotee, his name is Pranatharati Haran. He just couldn't tolerate it any longer. He called out, Gostipurna, why are you doing this to Ramanujam? Don't you see his body's burning and burning? Why are you doing this? Give him a blessing. Let him stand up. And then Pranatharati Haran, he actually started trying to go under Ramanuja's body so that he would take all the burning. All the other devotees were shocked. How could he say like this? Meanwhile, Ramanuja was just silently laying there. Gostipurna. He smiled. He said, yes, very good. Ramanujacharya was willing to go to hell to show compassion for other living beings. I wanted to see who among you have captured his spirit. Willing to go to hell for correcting the guru of your guru. Out of your love for your guru. Pranatharati Haran has showed me his love. Therefore, I declare today that Pranatharati Haran will be the personal cook for Ramanujacharya for the rest of his life. Previous to this, Ramanujacharya used to do bhikshu. He used to go door to door to beg for alms. And some Brahmins actually planned to poison him. So Gostipurna, he made Ramanuja promise no more going door to door. From this day, Pranatarthi Haran will cook for you. Because he has so much love. And that love is expressed through a willingness to sacrifice. In Vaishnavism, love is not just something to enjoy. Love is based on samsidhir haditoshanam, what will please our beloved. The gopis, they were willing to go to hell to give the dust of their feet to Krishna, to relieve Krishna of a moment from his headache. They were willing to go to hell. That is the standard of love. Ishwara Puri, in the last days of Madhavendra Puri's life, he performed such menial service. Although he was a great scholar, a sannyasi, like Narottam Das Thakur, like Narada Muni, like Pranatarthi Haran, he rendered humble service, even cleaning the urine and stool of his guru, and always chanting the holy names and pastimes and qualities of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri was so pleased. He blessed his disciple. May you be blessed with love for Krishna. Radha Krishna Paranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmat. Shri Radha and Krishna appeared in the form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada explained, he's Krishna in the mood of Sri Radha's love, teaching us how to be a devotee by his own life and teachings. Lord Chaitanya, he didn't establish the Hari Nam Sankirtan movement until he went to Gaya. There he rendered humble service to Ishwara Puri. He massaged his feet, he massaged his legs, he cooked for his guru, and received the mantra from him. And it was on his instruction that Lord Chaitanya established the Harinam Sankirtan movement. He chose Ishwara Puri, who rendered this humble service and pleased his guru, because Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach this principle of how Vaishnav Seva is not only important, it's critical to pleasing Krishna and gaining a taste for the holy names of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada, the sacrifice he made to serve his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada taught that Vani and Vapu are inseparable. We have heard of this devotee, how he served the body of Ramanujacharya, how Ishwara Puri served the body of Madhavendra Puri. But that vapu, that physical service, is something that is within a particular time frame. But the vani, the instructions of the spiritual master, are forever. And they are none different than the vapu. Srila Prabhupada, the sacrifices he accepted to serve the will of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. At the age of 69, he went to Sri Mayapur Dham and spent a day at the samadhi of his Guru Maharaj begging for his blessings. And just a few days later, he boarded the Jaladuta, a cargo ship. After his heart attacks and seasickness, he wrote this beautiful entry in his diary, how he was feeling so much separation from his home in Vrindavan. Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Gopinath. But he was on the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted the name of Krishna spread through every town and village throughout the world. And this was the instruction his guru gave him. Srila Prabhupada said, "I am happy." Mahajano yena katasa panda. The path of perfection is to follow in the footsteps of great souls. In this age of Kali, there will be so many reasons to be distracted from our sadhana, to be distracted from our regulative principles. There will be limitless opportunities and excuses to fight among one another, to be envious, to be arrogant, to be greedy, and justify it with holy ideals. But if we actually want to please Krishna, we have to follow in the footsteps of great souls. Be willing to truly make sacrifices. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in a beautiful prayer that Vaisheshika Prabhu, he was singing Bhaktivinoda's song so nicely yesterday. There's a particular bhajan which concludes Jivadoya Krishna Nama Sarva Dharma Sar. That to show compassion to the fallen souls through the spreading of the holy names of Krishna is the very essence of all religions. This is what Srila Prabhupada has given us. Wonderful gatherings like this are opportunities for us to dive deeply into the essence of life. When we chant the holy names of the Lord in a spirit of eagerness to hear about Krishna, eagerness to serve the Vaishnavas, eagerness to spread this movement, Srila Prabhupada will be so pleased with us. And like Madhavendra Puri blessed Ishwara Puri, may Krishna bless you with ecstatic love for him. Srila Prabhupada will give us that blessing. We have such a wonderful opportunity. It's the highlight of the class.
culmination of Srimad Bhagavatam is the darshan of a great Vaishnava. But also I have to show obedience to the will of a great Vaishnava.
Thank you very much.